What is up, everybody? Welcome to the On the Block podcast. I am here with the most recent evictee, 1-800-MACARONI. What is up?
Hello. What's up? A car is approaching me.
Oh, no. Don't die.
Oh, God.
Mac is currently at a graveyard and is also wearing a Minecraft shirt. For those of you that are watching.
Wear a Minecraft shirt.
Yes. Mac, why are you in a graveyard?
Because the internet in my town is shit, and going to a graveyard is the best way to get internet.
Right.
The dead have better internet.
Yeah, facts. There's definitely nobody taking up all that bandwidth. All right, Mac. Well, let's just hop right into this exit interview.
Me and the boys.
Right. Yeah, you and the boys for sure. Right.
It's Friday night.
Mac, so you played on this season of Big Brother Minecraft. How was your experience overall? Like, what did you really take away from just playing on the show?
I had a really good experience. I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of people. I'd say it was overall good. It was very stressful. Hated that part. Didn't like that.
Gotcha. What about it was stressful for you? Because obviously this was the first time you've ever really done something like this. So what about it was so stressful for you?
I think it was just that there was a lot going on and then like a lot of things happening, like rules and stuff that I didn't understand. So like trying to like learn that while like learning people's names in a very short span of time was very difficult.
Gotcha. You were completely overloaded. I understand. I get that. So the episodes have been coming out and a lot of, you know, the viewers and fans have been like really praising your gameplay and also just like really loving you on the show. What is your response to like all the love from the viewers out there?
Thank you guys. I appreciate.
Uh-oh, I think we lost Mac. Oh, hello?
Hello?
What the
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Is that Andrew Yallow? Oh my God. Hello, Andrew Yallow from Big Brother Minecraft.
What just happened? You just like froze. Just like what the fuck? Came out of the ground, bro. This is like Michael Jackson Thriller right here. This is crazy. Oh my God,
that was great.
Anyway, yeah, so let's get back into it. Mac, what was your favorite part about playing in a game show like this?
I think it was just making all the connections. Is that a cop-out answer? I don't know if that's a cop-out answer.
Not at all.
I really like meeting new people.
That's good.
So I really enjoyed that. And even like after the season, like just like right after like the recording, I feel like a lot of us still like kept in touch, which was really cool. So
absolutely.
Good cast, Andrew. You picked a good cast.
Thank you. It wasn't just me. We had a whole team. So gotta give praise to the team. But yeah, Mac, obviously, you know, one of the big things was that you and Boyar like vaguely knew of each other before going into the game. What was it like playing alongside Boyar?
Terrible. It was awful. That's the worst thing ever. Don't do it. I don't anyone at home, I don't recommend playing anything with Boyar.
Okay, well, was him being there, did any of that change anything for you? Like, did it make your experience better or worse, you think?
I think it made it worse.
Okay.
Because Boyar doesn't know like Big Brother either, right? Like me and Boyar, like we don't understand Big Brother very well. So I think we both don't know how to play the game on top of like, I don't, after the wheel thing, I knew that I was going to pretend that I didn't like know him at all.
Right.
I was already on like the, I was already like teetering between like, you know, like telling like Brayden and Tara, but.
Gotcha.
No, he pulled out that wheel and I was like, well, I don't know this man.
So another thing that I don't think you know about was actually during the split house week, and this episode just aired yesterday, and I know you haven't watched it yet, but during the split house episode, Boyar revealed to Via that you and Boyar knew each other. I don't know if you ended up finding out about that after the season, but like, what is your reaction to that? Like, what is that? How does that make you feel?
Why did he do that? He didn't tell me that he did that either. He just did it for like content. I don't know. He's just farming.
He's just farming. Right. Right.
He's farming clips.
Now, Max, you won the pressure cooker head of household. That is honestly, Big Brother fans claim that as to being one of the most iconic competitions of the entire series, and you won that. So
let's go.
How does that make you feel?
Let's go. That makes me feel even cooler.
Right.
Yeah, I did something right. I did something right that season. It was the pressure cooker challenge.
Hey, absolutely. Mac, I'm sure a lot of people are probably questioning a lot of the things that happened in that last episode before you got evicted. It seemed like you were willing to like fall on the sword for Tara. Is there a little bit anything more to that, or were you just genuinely like wanting to get evicted just so Tara could move on in the game? Like, was there anything more to that than what we saw?
I loved her. I couldn't do it anymore, man. Couldn't do it.
Gotcha.
I didn't know she'd had an anti-American like alliance in the works.
Right.
She was scheming that.
Yeah. Well, how did that make you feel when you learned about that?
Terrible.
Right.
Fine. I get it.
Right.
It's all right.
All right, Mac.
She could have told me. I also could have told her about Boyar. So.
Right. Right. Now, I think I know the answer to this next question, but Mac, if you were given the chance to do this all over again, would you do it?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't.
No, actually, yeah. Yeah, I would.
Gotcha. And maybe if it wasn't like 20 hours and maybe if it was a little bit shorter.
No. Go longer.
Go longer.
I got this.
All right, Max.
Do a longer recording. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, for everybody else watching this podcast on YouTube, if you want to leave a comment for Mac, maybe we'll answer the questions if you leave them down in the comments below. Mac, it's been so great having you on the show. I really appreciated you just even agreeing to doing all of this. Like,
it's been great.
It was great having you on the show.
I can't see anything because the lighting's fucked up and the internet's fucked up. So I'm sorry if this is all.
No, it looks great.
I'm sorry that me and Andrew look chopped for you at home. Like,
it's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
So sorry to the viewers.
No, it's okay. The viewers, they're eating this content up. They love it. All right. Anyway, guys, I appreciate you all for watching. Mac, thank you again for coming on the podcast. And where can people find you and watch your content?
Thank you for having me. 1-800-MACARONI on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, anywhere, Twitter.
Awesome.
A lot on Twitter.
And what's going on in your life? Do you have anything coming up in the future for your streams or just any content coming up in general?
Streaming every day until 9/11.
Streaming every day till 9/11. Awesome. Well, Mac, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. And
it's my affiliate anniversary.
Awesome. Awesome.
Sorry.
Cool. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Max,
two tragedies that day
on 9/11. Is that's your affiliate anniversary? 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, Mac, again, thank you so much for being on the podcast, and we'll see you later.
Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good one.